College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and to break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Well, let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast. Later in this show, we'll be joined by former Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also, send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in this podcast. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show. And please feel free to leave us comments. And also check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archives, stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And I want to let you know that today's episode of the College Hoops Today podcast being sponsored by Geico. Geico asks, how would you love a chance to save some money on insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on insurance, Geico can help. Like with insurance for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, and RV, even help with homeowners or renters insurance, plus add an easy-to-use mobile app, available 24-hour roadside assistance, and more, and Geico is an easy choice. Switch today and see all the ways you could save. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com or contact your local agent today. Now that we've got you set for all your Geico needs, it is NBA draft week, so it's obviously worlds intersecting. The college game going to intersect with the pro game later this week, or continue to inch closer and closer towards full clarity in college basketball entering next season. We had a couple of big transfer commitments over the weekend, none bigger than Northwestern grad transfer Pete Nance opting to officially commit to North Carolina. This has been a prime target for North Carolina over the last couple of weeks, and the one thing, and I can't reiterate this enough, the one thing that you have to look at, especially in a time of immediate eligibility and rosters constantly changing, the big thing you have to look at is teams with returning personnel. North Carolina, with the exception of Brady Manick, had a team in position to return every single player that made it to the national championship game and fell just short against Kansas. They needed a replacement for Brady Manick. They got it in Pete Nance, who was an all Big Ten caliber player at Northwestern, made over 45% of his threes. He will give North Carolina the type of stretch four that they need to play with Armando Bacot. So to me, it is clear right now that North Carolina will be your preseason number one team in college basketball. And for the first time in a long time, North Carolina will face Duke next season, and Mike Krzyzewski will not be the head coach. A chat coming up with Mike Krzyzewski on his past, his present, and what lies in the future. That's coming up right here next on the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. And before we chat with the legendary Mike Krzyzewski, I want to tell you about Indeed. No one has a business like yours with all its strengths and challenges, and when your business is hiring, you are always on the clock. To succeed, you need a hiring partner that adapts to your needs. You need Indeed. Indeed is the hiring platform where you can attract, interview, and hire all in one place. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed helps you find talented candidates through time-saving tools like Indeed Instant Match assessments and virtual interviews. With Instant Match, over 80% of employers get quality candidates whose resume on Indeed matches their job description the moment they sponsor a job, according to Indeed. Indeed data, U.S. I have friends who have had Indeed to hire for their businesses, and they love how easy it is to start hiring, and I think you will too. So join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/collegehoops. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/collegehoops. Indeed.com/collegehoops. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. We have a new era of Duke basketball. John Shire is going to be the next head coach at Duke. But before that, the person who was the standard bearer in Durham for over four decades is Mike Krzyzewski, and he now joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Coach, first off, what has life been like since things ended in the Final Four?
Yeah, really good, John. My wife and I, had almost five decades, 47 years in college basketball with West Point and Duke, and 11 years of it was also with USA. I mean, you can't be any luckier than that. But there's an ending, and it was a happy ending. We've loved it here. We're going to stay on. I'm still under contract with Duke as an ambassador in my office and doing pretty much the things I did, except I'm not recruiting, coaching. Mm-hmm. I'm not responsible for the team, but we've become an integral part of our university and want to stay that way.
Now, you always want to win your last game of any season that you coach, but now as you look back in hindsight, how unique is it that after all these years that Duke and North Carolina finally played in a Final Four?
Well, it's kind of crazy that it only happened once, because you have two of the top 3 to 5 programs in the history of the game, playing. I've coached almost like 98 games against North Carolina, and they've usually been where both teams have been ranked very high, and therefore you figure that teams that are ranked high advance in the tournament and probably should have met. We almost did in 91 when we won our first national championship. We had that historic win against Vegas, and in the game before us, Kansas. In fact, Roy Williams' team knocked off Dean Smith's team, or else we would have played for the national championship. But it was an epic game. Proud to be a part of such a game. Obviously proud to be in the Final Four and congratulate Carolina on winning. And then obviously Kansas coming back in the second half of the national championship game and winning it. But a lot of really close games in the NCAA tournament this year.
You know, you and I have talked about this over the years. I'm always curious how you find, obviously, lessons for life in both victory and defeat. You know, we've talked in the past about how when your team, was upset by Mercer in 2014, you still went in to their locker room after the game and congratulated them and wished them well moving forward. After you fell to North Carolina in the Final Four and it was the finality of your career, what did you tell your team when you went back to the locker room?
Well, it not so much what you tell them, you're trying to console them. They were all heartbroken, crying, and basically you're trying to comfort them. But in doing that, I felt good, because I've said this many, many times. At the end of the year, you should want your team to either be crying for joy or crying because it's over. And if they're crying, that means they've put everything out there. Mm-hmm. And I thought that this was my youngest team. They were one of my closest teams. And, they made youthful they did youthful things that, pretty much translated into winning. And every once in a while, it didn't. But I enjoyed them immensely. Basically to try to console them and congratulate Carolina. I mean, when you're involved in a game like that, you always respect, or you should always respect your opponent in a win or a loss. And because you've shared that arena with that team. And not many people get to be in the arena.
Right.
And, you know, win or lose, I mean, we've won a heck of a lot more than we've lost. And we've been very fortunate. But when you do lose, you should credit the team that beat you. And we did, and I still will, you know. And again, it's to me, you know, it's one game of about 1,600 that I had an opportunity to coach. But it was one of the, how many, I think we've coached almost two dozen games in the Final Four. And those are amazing games. And really, in order to get there, you win what I think is one of the more amazing games, and that is a regional championship to get to the Final Four. So we've been on a lot of big ones. We've won more, but we've lost some tough ones. And that was a tough loss, but I'd rather be in a game that's a tough loss than to not play our hearts out.
Former Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Well, that was the finality of last season and your tenure as Duke's head coach. Now we move forward, and your former lead guard and former pupil, John Shire, is now going to be, you know, your successor. When was the first moment where you started to think that John could eventually be the person who replaces you as Duke's head coach?
Oh, you know, going into, like, he just finished his ninth year working here. We were fortunate. He had a really horrible injury to his eye, which stopped his professional playing career short. So we got him here when he was like 25, which is unusual. I mean, I always had my eyes on him. I thought he'd play pro ball for over a decade, so I wasn't sure if he'd ever come back. But when he came back, he learned. You know, he worked with other outstanding coaches. And about 2 years ago, you know, he was my associate. Mm-hmm. And I knew he was ready to be a top-notch head coach, just like I knew Jeff Capel had been one, whether it be Johnny Dawkins, Tommy Amaker, Quinn Snyder, Wojo, Chris Collins, you know, all those guys. John had reached that point where he could coach here or someplace else, and then it would be up to, you know, our administration whenever I stopped.
Right.
You know, to determine if he would be the guy. And but it's a great choice, and I'm very happy with the year we had together, where he was able to transition from being an associate to a head coach.
How do you be there for him moving forward as a sounding board if he needs you, but also allow him at the same time to put his own imprints on Duke's program?
Well, you know, we have an unbelievable relationship. I mean, not a good one, just an amazing one. And we spent the entire year, you know, having talks, not just about what that team was doing, but what I was thinking at that time, what was on my plate, you know, how to use time, how to, you know, just a lot of impromptu talks, just the two of us. And since he took over after the season, we've also had that. And my feeling is just to give him the space he needs to run his program. Obviously, there are going to be a lot of similarities because of the culture, but style of play, you know, how, you know, he has 11 new guys on a 13-man roster. You know, he has a new, well, not completely new staff, but Jay Lucas joined the staff when Nolan Smith left. He's added a couple positions, and Mike Schrage, being like a special assistant to the head coach, who Mike was here for me for 10 years as my director of basketball operations and was just the head coach at Elon. And that helped. Rachel Baker, who's worked in the NBA and also at Nike, has come on in a new position as a so-called general manager to try to help navigate this new landscape that we have in college sports. If anybody knows exactly what that landscape is, I'd like to hear it. But, you know, the So he's put his own imprint on that, and I'm here to help him. I'm here. You know, we have a legacy fund which raises millions of dollars in support of our program, and I'll be doing a lot more with that, and as I will with the university. But John knows I'm here. I won't be able to go to any games, you know, not because he doesn't want me there or I don't want to be there, but, you know, there's no place in Cameron where you can, you know, a box or something where you can just get away from the maddening crowd. So that's going to be frustrating because I'd like to be there, but I also don't want to be in the way.
And, so you don't plan on going to any Duke games next year?
No. Unless it could be on the road.
Right.
If it's in a venue that has, you know, a box, you know, someplace where you're – look, that's a distraction. I don't want to be a distraction, you know, and I don't need – I don't need for people to see me.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I've been seen enough. And but I do, behind the scenes, want John to always know, and I think he does know this. In fact, I know he knows this, that I'm there if he needs me at any time.
Well, you touched on something when you talked about him reassembling his staff, and you talked about the state of the game. And I know that, you know, you're no longer coaching, but you do have a reverence for college basketball. And, you know, I think everybody would be in agreement right now that there's nothing surrounding college basketball right now other than volatility. How do you think, from somebody who's had so many years of experience, we can stabilize things moving forward?
Well, yeah, I've tried in my time as a head coach behind the scenes and also heading the NABC and being active. And really, so many of the suggestions coaches have given over the last few decades have fallen on deaf ears. And because they're the coaches that have never been in the room where decisions are made, it's an archaic way of running a billion-dollar industry, and we've suffered as a result of a poor structure or lack of, you know, to try to place college basketball in the structure that the NCAA has had is ridiculous. And even the things that I've, again, I'm not staying as close now and watching it because it's too frustrating. But John, I don't understand, when you have something this wrong,
right,
why you spend so much time discussing rules.
Right.
You know, the very first thing, our house has collapsed. We should build a new house. We should restructure. What does that mean? Does football go off on its own? The men's and women's basketball form an entity. And it can still be under an NCAA umbrella in some way, you know, for a non-revenue or Olympic sports. But these two entities, college football, and I think they're going to make the first move if there is a move. And then men's and women's college basketball should combine forces and make rules for liked people, liked sports, liked circumstances. In other words, not that you like it, but they have, you can't put everybody under the same umbrella.
Right.
It doesn't happen for everybody the same way. And unless we restructure in that manner, I think you're going to continue to have problems and continue to try to put rule band-aids on all these things. So I think it starts with restructuring.
Well, let's celebrate, first of all, since we've just touched on, obviously, the issues that we have. This is a great week, obviously, for all teams who have players who are going to be selected in the NBA draft, and it's a celebration, obviously, for a number of your players and several of your players from last year's team that, you know, reached the Final Four. Paolo Banchero, Mark Williams, AJ Griffin are projected to be high-level picks in Thursday's NBA draft. As someone who spent, you know, many years coaching the best players in our country through the Olympics and through USA Basketball, how do you forecast some of your guys at the next level?
Well, really well. You know, over the years, we've been fortunate to recruit not just outstanding players with talent, but also outstanding character. and our guys have a lot of potential. And, you know, the NBA draft is not about necessarily who you are right now, but it's what you've shown right now and what they think you will show. In other words, that word potential. And but it's potential based on really good performance up to now. And the draft is a young draft now and has been. And so we've been, you know, the style we play is a good one, and it gives our guys a chance to grow and be considered. And, you know, we could have four or five guys in the first round, and they're all going to, you know, the five guys we have in are all going to be good players and good teammates, good people for organizations. And that's another thing that that guys, you know, that the organizations look for. So we're excited about it, and you know, we're pretty busy and talking to different people about our guys and talking to those guys to give them some guidance. But Thursday will be a really big day for our guys.
Well, we appreciate a couple minutes, Coach. Know how busy you are, and appreciate the time. Appreciate all you've done for college basketball. And for me personally, beyond today, just really appreciate all the time you carved out for me, especially early on in my career. We'll never forget it. So thank you, and hope to cross paths down the line.
All right, John. And thanks for what you do. You know, you've tried never to sensationalize things, just to sensationalize them. I think you've always done things with common sense, and I love hearing your perspective on things and how you react to things. So continued best wishes.
We'd like to thank former Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on Apple Podcasts. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also a reminder to find and listen to the College Hoops Today podcast on all the popular podcast platforms. Make sure to subscribe, like, and rate the show, and please feel free to leave us comments. And also check out collegehoopstoday.com for breaking news, podcast archive, stories, and analysis on the greatest sport that we have on our globe. And time now for our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. Our first question is from Torero Hoop Stan. It's John, how many WCC teams will make the NCAA tournament this year? You know, last year the WCC had a breakthrough season, three teams in the NCAA tournament. Obviously, four were in contention for the tournament. BYU fell just short. Obviously, Gonzaga is going to be a lock out of the WCC. I'm curious to see if St. Mary's or BYU can continue to maintain form. I would say, too, with Gonzaga and St. Mary's, need to see more out of BYU. Our next question comes from Basketball Rory, and it's John, is VCU an NCAA tournament team come March? Right now, I've got three teams at the top of the Atlantic 10. St. Louis and Dayton to me are lock NCAA tournament teams. I would put VCU right behind that. Obviously, Ace Baldwin is an all-conference caliber player, and VCU quietly did very well through the transfer portal. Love the addition of Michigan transfer Brandon Johns. I think he will have a big-time impact in the Atlantic 10. Goes down a little bit of a level. Remember, Brandon Johns was very, very good for Michigan a couple of years ago when Isaiah Livers was injured in the NCAA tournament. I think it will play a big, big role for VCU next season. Again, though, you look at the top of that Atlantic 10, it is loaded with teams like Dayton and St. Louis, who I have ranked in the top 45 of my Rothstein 45 over at collegehoopstoday.com. So you definitely want to check that out. Five Good Nuggets this week is being brought to you by Geico. And how would you love a chance to save some money on car insurance? Of course you would. And when it comes to great rates on car insurance, Geico can help. Switch today and see all the ways you could save with great rates and discounts. It's easy. Simply go to geico.com to get a rate quote and get started seeing how much you could save. Now, let's get to those nuggets.
5 good nuggets.
5.
6.
No, 5. But you were close.
Nugget number 1, Big Ten turnover. How about this for massive turnover in the Big Ten? 15 of the league's top 20 scorers from a year ago will not return next season. The 5 who do return: Hunter Dickinson from Michigan, Trace Jackson Davis from Indiana, Jameson Battle from Minnesota, Zach Edey from Purdue, and Boo Booey from Northwestern. Nugget number 2, Beard will need beer. How about Texas's non-conference schedule next season? Gonzaga at home, at Tennessee in the Big 12 SEC Challenge, Creighton at home in the Big East Big 12 Battle, and a neutral site game against Illinois in the Jimmy V Classic. Chris Beard gave up beer during the season last year as a sign of team sacrifice. He's going to need a Modelo or two this season with the slate that's coming up on tap. Nugget number 3, the Big 12 SEC Challenge is set. This was announced last week. I mentioned Texas and Tennessee. Two other key games in this challenge: Arkansas visits Baylor, Kansas against Kentucky. All 4 of those teams in the top 11 of the Rothstein 45 at collegehoopstoday.com. Nugget number 4, all aboard. According to multiple sources, Gonzaga and Michigan State are in advanced discussions to play a neutral site game on an aircraft carrier in San Diego on Veterans Day, November 11th. This was not finalized when I reported it last week, but this would obviously be a huge game in a huge venue to start college basketball next season. How about the schedule that Michigan State, if this game comes to pass, is going to have? They'll play Gonzaga if this happens on November 11th. You have the Champions Classic against Kentucky on November 15th, and the Spartans will be in the PK85 Thanksgiving week in the Great Northwest. And then nugget number 5, a salute to Bob McKillop. Davidson's legendary head coach retired last week after a brilliant basketball career, a brilliant head coaching career, one of the model coaches in the sport, was best known for that run to the 2008 Elite Eight with Steph Curry, where Davidson came within inches of making the Final Four. But this was one of the most consistent programs in college basketball. So a salute to Bob McKillop, whose son and top assistant Matt McKillop will now take over as head coach. And we will endeavor to get Matt McKillop right here on the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'd like to thank former Duke head coach Mike Krzyzewski for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.